Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. There is a verse in our portion this morning which is unique in the entire Tanakh. And I am going to share it with you. It comes at the point where Isaac is carrying the wood. And you recall last year I pointed out from Genesis Rabbah how in this comment Isaac is referred to as one who is carrying his cross. Very interesting. Genesis Rabbah, which was written long after the Messianic community developed. And there is this amazing reference in rabbinic literature to Isaac, who we understand is something of a type or something of a picture of Yeshua himself. But in our passage, we have Isaac ascending to Mount Moriah with his father, and Isaac, and we don't know his age. His age in commentaries varies from everything like a little boy all the way to like a 37-year-old. So there's a wide range. But in verse 7, let me just read it to you in Hebrew again, and then you'll see what is totally unique about this passage in the entire Tanakh. Vayomer, that's the key word, Yitzchak, El Avraham. Avi, daddy. Vayomer, and he said, Avi, my son. Vayomer, a third time, Hineni, Mini. Vayomer, a fourth time, Hine Haseh, behold the lamb and the wood, but behold the wood and fire, but where is the set? Where is the lamb, Dad? And of course, this is an amazing passage because how is Abraham going to answer that? Where's the lamb? And he does answer. He says, God will take care of that. You don't have to worry about that. But the thing I want to point out, and this is not my insight, it actually comes from a professor of mine, John Levinson, who was at Harvard, or is at Harvard University, I believe he's still there. Anyhow, John Levinson reminded us in class that this passage is totally unique because it's the only verse in the entire Bible where you have four vayomers. Four, and he said, and he said, and he said, and he said, and he said. And Dr. Levinson pointed out, rightly so, that this is a picture of the intimacy between Abraham and his son. It's a picture of profound intimacy, as we have in this little verse, this intimate dialogue between Isaac and his father, as Isaac is wondering, Dad, what's exactly happening here? I don't quite understand. And his father relating to him a bit enigmatically, but still filled with affection, and it's Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. The insight that I want to bring from this is this. As we enter into this new year, it would be really great if all of us prayed for and worked towards greater intimacy in our dialogue with God through Messiah and with one another. Now, intimacy is not gained casually or easily. It assumes trust. It assumes vulnerability. It assumes time. It assumes effort. And each of those deserve a sermon, which we are not going to give right now. But as we hear the shofar, think of each blast as a vayomer. Each blast is, and he said to his people, and may we respond, vayomer. And we say, God, we think you're the greatest. Yeshua, we think you're fantastic. And we're going to take the time to develop intimacy with you. And intimacy with God, according to our tradition, is incomplete without intimacy with others. we will never be as intimate with one another equally. It doesn't work that way. But we can all move in the direction of intimacy with God and intimacy with one another. And if we do, I believe it will be a very good year. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.